Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black, from APM. I'm Tessa Wandamagnew. Melissa V. Jefferson was born in Detroit in 1988 and raised in Houston, Texas. Today, y'all might know her as Lizzo, a singer, songwriter, rapper who is making enormous waves in the music industry. Lizzo was surrounded by gospel music growing up. However, when she moved to Houston, she became enthralled by rap and hip-hop.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
In sixth grade, she learned to play the flute at the suggestion of a band director and fell in love with it. She loved the family she found in marching band. Being in an ensemble, that's leaning on somebody and needing that support, she explains. I believe in the one sound, everybody coming together to make that one sound. After the death of her father, she lived out of a car for a year as she tried to break into the music industry. She moved to Minneapolis in 2011, where she formed various groups and had the support of Prince. She dropped the flute for a while, but now Lizzo's flute is a mainstay in her music. Her flute, named Sasha Flute in honor of Beyoncé, even has its own Instagram account, boasting more than 200,000 followers. The flute is the way, Lizzo says. I was so nervous that people would call me a nerd or think I wasn't cool. But as soon as I showed the world all of me, that's when they started to fall in love with me. A part of how Lizzo became so popular is her positive energy. She is looking to not only set an example for girls everywhere to love their bodies and be proud of who they are, but Lizzo wants more diverse representation in the media. She once said, I want to put women who look like me in the mainstream. I want that visibility and fairness. Visibility is important because it lets people know those opportunities are available. I want little girls to see me and my dancers and be like, hey, I can do that too.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, don't say it cause I know I'm cute. Ooh, baby. Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes. Ooh, baby. I be dripping so much sauce, got a bin looking like Brad Goo. Ooh, baby. Lit up like a crystal ball.
I bet you're wondering how Lizzo got her stage name. She had it since she was 14 years old. That's when she and two classmates formed a rap group called the Cornrow Clique. Originally, she was going to be called Lissa, taken from her real name, Melissa. However, Jay-Z's song Izzo was popular at the time, so she was inspired to change her name to Lizzo. She's never looked back. And today, not only is she an international flute-playing megastar, she recently added another feather to her cap, hosting Saturday Night Live, where she was in a hilarious skit about breaking down racial boundaries in orchestras, challenging classical music social norms, and twerking while taking on Beethoven's Ode to Joy. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Naz, technical director Elizabeth Iverson, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more at yourclassical.org. I'm Tessa.